Great now, Rory. We're just coming into the last week of it now, so we spent the last 6-7 weeks putting the show together. So we have the Cobra Muay Thai event 4, 4th year running now, and all is looking well. We've got a big card ahead of us. So, you know, expecting to put on a good show, entertain the audience and the spectators.
Well, they're always good shows when Cobra are involved. And tell us about the history of the events. I mean, I guess you said it started 4 years ago.
Yeah, so where the Cobra gym is on Tramore Road in Balvihan, and we set up just over 5 years ago. So the Cobra Muay Thai event 4 then started, or the Cobra Muay Thai event started 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So we hold that inside St. Finbar's Hurling and Football Club.
Mm.
So every year, you know, even from the very first show with the fighters that we have training with us, we always put on a really classy show. The fights were really entertaining, and it has built since then. So this year now again, or last year's show actually was the Cobra Muay Thai event 3, where we had the awareness campaign running on it. So there was a massive support that came for that, and we raised a lot of awareness along with it for the suicide and the mental health. So this year is the fourth show, and again, you know, we've got a big lineup of fights, and looking to really put on a good performance of show on the night.
As you said, you run Cobra Thai. I mean, like, when you run a gym, I suppose it's vital to have nights like this, so your fighters have something to train towards and to focus on.
Yeah, geez, exactly. The you know, our show is annually, so we just do it once a year. The way the Thai boxing scene has exploded over the last couple of years,
massively, yeah.
It's kind of hard to put on any more because there's so much happening around the country. So you know, like, there's just like the lads have to have something to train towards. You know, it's a really shall we say, like, it's a sport that you have to be really committed to. A lot of dedication, and a lot of commitments and sacrifices that have to be made. So, you know, giving the lads opportunities to fight on shows, you know, once a month, every second month, whichever they can do. So it gives them a goal, and it gives them a challenge. And, you know, they work their way up the ranks, fighting from the amateur levels to the C-class, B-class, and onto A-class. And then, you know, if they're lucky enough, they get trips overseas and stuff like that.
There's some incredible clubs around Cork as well. There's yourselves, there's Siam, there's Cork Thai, there's Spartan, there's Samson. I mean, like, Cork really is the kind of capital for Muay Thai in Ireland, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, like, you know, I started back in the year 2000. Back then it was just Cork Thai, run by Anthony Corkery on Douglas Street. Now, you know, there's about 10 clubs now, I think, near enough to that. So, like, you know, all the senior trainers and stuff like that had branched out, opened up their own clubs. And now, like, you know, there's a real, really solid community of Thai boxing in Cork. And the skill levels of the fighters that are coming through is really, really good.
Tell me about your history in the sport. As you mentioned there, started 15 years ago, 16 years ago.
I started back then, just before that, I have about 5 or 6 years of boxing with Greenmount Boxing Club, coached by Owen Buckley. So I was training boxing for a while and competed in that for over 5 years. And then I moved on to the club came to a halt because the Loch Rovers Community Hall ended up being demolished and turned into apartments. So I had about 12 months out, and one of my neighbours actually said it to me that he's training Thai boxing, where the club at the time was Cork Thai over in John Street at that time. And he invited me down to a show down the Arcadia.
So that's going back.
So I just went along to the show thinking obviously I just go along and watch, and just from the minute I saw it, I just
hooked for it.
Like, you know, I made a plan, I said look, I'll just go down 2 days a week and train for a bit of fitness. I was also doing a bit of strength training at the time, but sure, like, once you started, then you just fell in for it, like. I had a short period of training back then, I suppose, for about just over 2 years. I picked up a little bit of a niggle in the back, which put me back a small bit. And then as time was, I was an apprentice bricklayer. So I qualified and ended up becoming self-employed. So I had a bit of a time out for a couple of years, but then just attending the shows and stuff like that. And it was just, I suppose, maybe 2008, 2009, I got back into the training again and just wanted to open up my own club. So that's then where we formed the Cobra Gym.
Excellent.
So we're going to build from there.
Talk to us about the event on Saturday night. How many fights is on the card?
So as of right now, an awful stay like this, as you know, with the Thai boxing, there's always one or two pullouts and stuff like that. So we've had one or two pullouts just in the last day or two, but we've managed to secure other fights.
Yeah.
So we should have about 17 fights on the bill,
ranging
from the amateur rankings right up to the A-class bouts. So I suppose the main event on the show is Cobra's fighter, Eric O'Leary, and he's going to fight Ben Clark from Samson.
That should be a cracker.
That should be a very, very exciting fight. Yeah, both lads really highly skilled. They're young, they're fresh, so they're going to look to go in and really show off their skills. You know, so it's going to be a big challenge for them.
What are the fights you looking forward to?
So, like, for my own fighters, we have six altogether. So Sean Olden, another young fighter, 17-year-old, he's been fighting with us now for just the last 2 years, and he's built up a nice little record here. I think he's had about 7 fights now. And is really committed, so he's going to fight Kieran McGrath from SBG. So that's going to be a C-class bout, ran over 5.5 minute rounds. Then we have another lad, Aaron O'Reilly from our club. He's going to take on a lad from Killarney, Luke Hurley. He's fresh. It's actually his second outing.
Yeah.
He's going to take on a guy from Limerick. And then we have David Yelverton. He's going to fight a guy from Dublin. And we've got a new lad that just came on board with us there, Jonathan Power. So he's going to fight a lad from Middleton Muay Thai, who now is Middleton Gym, used to be ran by Brendan O'Shea.
Yeah.
Has now been taken over by a guy called Tommy Collins. So he's got a fight matched off with that lad. So those fights, we've got the Spartan fighters. They're all out. David O'Neill from Spartan is going to take on... Colin from SBG, and they've got both clubs actually have a couple of fighters on the bill, and then Samson as well, they have another couple of fighters. We're reaching out as far as Dublin, Limerick, Waterford, so you know we've got a good couple of clubs.
The appetite is there to come down to Cork
as well. Yeah, do you know, like, they've all got a taste of the Cobra show now. So you know, there's a great atmosphere.
Yeah,
it's a nice venue, you know, we have all the facilities out there. We've got the squash halls to warm up, you've got the car parking, you know, there's a bar, the drinks are being sold. You know, it's a good venue, good place, good atmosphere, and it always, you know, it always just proves itself, like, you know, it's a good solid show for the spectators and the supporters.
I was there last year, loved every second of it, and looking forward to getting back out there again on Saturday night. Derek, thanks very much for coming in. It kicks off, what, about 5 o'clock on Saturday?
So the main event will be the doors open at 5 for that, starting at 5:30. But we also have a junior event starting at 2:30. So again, that's just for the young starting off. Like, we've got kids from 7 years running up.
Yeah.
This is really where it started for us. We introduced kids just about 2 years ago now, and our kids' classes just went from strength to strength. So these sparring days that we give them, this is where it all started from, has built them up. And I will continue to build up the new people starting, and then it moves on to the match fights room, which they're now competing heavily involved in that, and also the championship shows. So we have that from 2:30 to 4:30.
Excellent. All right, Derek, thanks very much. Best luck with the show, and looking forward to seeing some of it on Saturday.
Thanks a million, Rory.